Is it on?
Yep.
Let me see. That's better. Call to order the July regular board meeting of Reynoldsburg City Schools. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Begany?
Here.
Mr. Hayes?
Here.
Mrs. Long?
Here.
Mrs. Tornero?
Here. Please rise for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Item 2, approval of the minutes. 2.01 and 3 are special board meetings. 2.02, regular board meetings. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Moved by Mr. Begany, seconded by Mrs. Long. No discussion? Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 3, approval of the agenda. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Long, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Are there any amendments?
Madam President, there are no changes to the agenda.
Thank you. Madam Treasurer, please call the roll.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. I just realized I skipped our oath of office, and okay, thank you. We will now have the oath of office for our new board member, Ryan Brzezinski, who has been appointed because we lost Loretta as she's moved out of the district. You want to come forward? I also missed item 1.04, election of the board vice president. Do I have a nomination?
I nominate Sandy Long for vice president.
Second.
Any other nominations? So the nomination is for Sandy Long for vice president. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Abstain.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. All right, that takes us down to item 4. Item 4.01, items from the board. Mr. Hayes, do you have anything this evening?
Just like a broken record, I just want to thank everybody that made their way out to take part of the meeting tonight. So thanks again.
Mr. Begany?
Just I'd like to echo Mr. Hayes' comments, and there is sunshine out, so after this meeting, please go out and enjoy it while you can.
Mrs. Long.
I could ditto all of that. Thank you for coming. If anyone had water damage during the torrential rains, I hope you're recovering well from it. Enjoy what's left of the summer. It's going a bit fast.
And Mr. Brzezinski.
I just want to thank everybody for the opportunity to let me serve the citizens again. And hope everybody's having a good summer. And that's it.
Thank you. Item 5 is items from the superintendent.
Thank you, Madam President, members of the board. We are wrapping up summer, and I'm happy. Ready to start school. We started our summer in June with our Summer Institute and Summer Academy of our teachers. We had roughly 150 teachers participate in that PD. It's a successful week. We've had two recruitment fairs, one we had in May and one we had in June, where we built a pool of candidates that we were hoping to use throughout the summer if needed to fill vacancies, which we have successfully done. We are down to single-digit vacancies that we still have to fill before the start of school on August 17th. We are finalizing those recruitments and those hires, and we are in the final plans for planning for our leadership retreat, which takes place next week. Very excited about that. That was funded by the Jennings Foundation. So all the money that we're spending is coming from a grant that was funded from the Jennings Foundation. We will have a new teacher orientation, new staff orientation on August 10th. We're excited about welcoming all the new staff to the district. And August 14th, opening convocation, we're going to be holding at the PAC over at Summit. And the first day of school, August 17th, right around the corner. So we're excited, revved up, and ready for a great 15-16.
Thank you. Item 6 is finance. We have 6.01, 2, 3, and 4. Excited about 6.04 and putting that behind us, Licking Heights agreement. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Brzezinski, seconded by Mrs. Long. Is there any discussion?
Just briefly, on for approval of the June 30th financial reports, I sent out to the board earlier an update comparing our actual to the forecast. If you have any questions on that, let me know. We have some transfers to our federal grants, which we do every year, which funds our federal grants until the money starts coming in from ODE, and those are always all paid back by June 30th of the fiscal year. A modification to the temporary appropriations for a grant we got for STEM summer computing. And last but not least, the First Amendment to the Licking Heights Territorial Agreement, which will basically abolish the revenue sharing part of that agreement that's been in place since 1991. Worked well early on, but with all the changes in state funding and the complexity of how that revenue sharing works, both districts felt that it was best to discontinue that part of the agreement. So that's on for your approval also.
Thank you. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 7, personnel. 7.01 through 04 are on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Hayes, seconded by Mr. Begany. Is there any discussion? Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 8 is student services. 8.01 through 05 are on for action. This is everything from audiology services, interpreter services, things that we need to have either MOUs or contracts or agreements with before we start the new year. Do I have a motion?
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Long, seconded by Mr. Brzezinski. Is there any discussion? Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 9, curriculum and programs, 9.01 through 05 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mrs. Long, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Is there any discussion?
Madam President, I just have two quick questions. For first one, 9.01, the handbooks, are all handbooks up to date? I know I had a chance to go through a majority of them. Are they all up to date for next school year?
Yes, they have all been updated by principals.
Would any of it need to be updated with the change in policies that we're considering for tonight as well?
There may be some minor tweaks, but we try to do that in correlation with those changes.
Okay. And the second question I had is, could you tell me a little bit more about the APEX learning contract for the digital curriculum? Could you just give me a little background information on that, please?
APEX is the vendor of choice that the high schools in particular and the middle schools are going to use to offer online courses that we aren't able to offer face-to-face. We entered into this contract and got a great deal from the company. We bought the software for the high school, and they pitched in the middle school software for free.
Okay, thank you.
Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 10 is policies. Item 10.01 is revisions in the hand right now of the policy committee. Do I have a motion? Oh, we don't need a motion for discussion. Sorry. Is discussion?
I just want to say that not only Mr. Begany and Mrs. Plumas Manning and myself, but a number of district staff have been involved in these reviews, bringing some sections, not all, up to date based on federal and state law. It has been a tedious process. It's taken a lot of time, and I have talked to Mrs. Thomas Manning and some of the board members, and I would like to suggest that we look into a service to help us with this process. We have used OSBA in the past. I've expressed my displeasure with their policy assistance program. There is a company called Noella, N-O-E-L-A, that offers these services. I've become familiar with some of their work through the Eastman Fairfield Career Technical Schools Board. It is not unusual for that board to have policy revisions every month. They stay on top of everything. And I am requesting if someone from central office would follow up, get quotes. I can tell you what EFCTS paid this past fiscal year, and this is just for keeping current, was just $3,000. The fiscal year before that was just under $2,200. If you consider the time and effort of all of the staff and what that cost us in person hours, I think it's probably a very good expenditure.
It's not just the staff, too. It's legal assistance.
Yes.
So that adds up to well above $3,000 a year. Yeah.
And all of these are on, I guess, say on board docs I'm seeing here, so the public can take a look at them anytime that they choose.
They are.
Okay.
Yes.
Just wanted to shout out in case anybody, you know, actually enjoyed the sun today and didn't want to get on the computers.
If that's the discussion on 10.01, 10.02 is the senior class fees on for action. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Brzezinski, seconded by Mr. Begany. Is there any discussion?
These are unchanged again?
Yeah.
That's correct.
Mm-hmm. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mr. Begany?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 11, business and operation, 11.01 through 04 are all on for action. Do I have a motion?
Madam Treasurer, can we put 11.02, can I make a motion to put that on for discussion?
If we just have the motion to put it on the table, we can discuss it, and if we want to table that item, we can do that.
Okay.
Do I have a motion? Not for the vote, but just to put put this discussion on the table.
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Begany, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Is there any discussion, or we want to hear from Todd first?
On item 11.01, that's basically an extension of our current latchkey and wraparound, or KRAP services. Item 11.03 is the authorization to participate in the MEC bus bidding program. There's no obligation to buy buses, but allows us to participate and for the specs of those buses to be as part of that bid process. 11.02, do you want me to address the Redwoods, or do you want to?
Yeah, is there any discussion? I mean, did we want to go back to 11.04? Is there any questions on surplus items or before we go to number 202? Yeah, go ahead with 11.02.
So basically 11.02, there's a set of properties behind the Livingston High School, behind the visitor bleachers is off of Redwood Avenue. There are two duplexes there. The district bought them back in 2001. These were built probably in the mid to late 60s. These facilities have been vacant for the last 3 years. They're in need of some desperate repairs. The HVAC works in one, the other one does not. There's also some much-needed roof repairs. The old program that was out there, I believe, was the Trailblazer. That is now, I believe, Everest, who is over at the Graham Road facility. So that facility right now is basically, those duplexes are not being used. If we want to keep them, we're going to have to put some significant resources into them to maintain them. And so the thought is right now that they don't necessarily fit in from an overall strategic perspective in terms of what programs would be out there or what needs there are. They're currently vacant. And so the thought would be is we would basically try to sell them and use those funds to put into our other facilities.
Are we planning on bringing them up so we can sell them, or are we going to sell them as is?
We would sell them as is.
Okay.
So what this resolution does is basically it takes us through the selling process, which would be we would offer to any local community schools. We would then go to a public auction, an open bid public auction. The board refuses all right of refusal in terms of they don't have to accept any of the highest bid, et cetera. And potentially we could look at a third party.
What is the cost for a third party then if we go that route?
Potentially, we just look at a realtor fees. I mean, you okay. Look at a standard realtor transaction. So there's a process to kind of move through these. We, you know, hopefully the open bid would bring kind of a price that works for us. We will engage a third party to do an appraisal of those properties. The tax appraisal on basically the two units combined is about $350,000. But they're in need of some work.
Okay.
Those are duplexes?
Correct. There's two duplexes.
If you had to guess, how much would it cost to bring those up to being livable?
Well, the question would be is what does livable mean? Yeah. I mean, from my perspective,
if someone bought them, well, how much would they have to put into it, roughly?
Because right now, they've been somewhat modified to kind of a classroom setting, very open floor plan. And the reality is if you bought that, you're going to turn it back into duplexes, rent out both sides of that. I couldn't tell you what it would cost from a structure to move the inside, but I do know that I think we've had some roofing quotes on there. Those are substantial to basically replace both roofs on those as well as the HVAC units in them. And then those did sustain some water damage when we had this last round, so we're in a process right now of trying to remediate the basements of those. Okay.
And you said the sale of the property is going to go for building maintenance of our schools then?
The thought was we would basically sell the property. Where we get, we put into basically our other schools, as we have capital improvements. But I think how it's set up is the funding has to go back to where we originally bought the properties out of. So Tammy can speak more in terms of the restrictions around the sale of these.
Correct. If they were bought up, for instance, if they were bought out of the general fund, the money can go back to the general fund. If they were bought out of a PI fund, the money would go back there. But wherever it goes, it could be used for permanent improvements and capital improvements to our buildings.
Good.
And I think as we look throughout each other, we have a lot of needs across the district. These things are going to take a significant investment to get them back to some sort of usable condition. And I think as we look across that, we have a lot greater needs in these facilities. Okay.
Thank you.
Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
What are we voting on? I thought the last motions were to table.
No, we were voting. We have everything on the table, 11.01 through 04. If we decide, if we have a consensus that we want to table that, but I'm not feeling that, are we ready to vote on 11.02?
You could do a couple things. You could vote on 11.01, 3, and 4 and pull 11.02 out separately.
For a separate vote, not to, yeah.
Or you could table it entirely to a future meeting, whatever the board's desire is. Since Mr. Bagany made the motion, if he wants to amend his motion to just be 11.01, 2, and 4, or 1, 3, and 4, he can do that. And then it would take a second, and then we could pull 11.02 separate, if anybody has a desire to do that.
If there's no desire to do that, then
we can just do
we can
as
just continue
stands.
With the...
Right.
Okay. I'm good.
Okay. Yeah. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Bagany?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye. Item 12 is executive session, classification A, employment. There will be no vote after this. Do I have a motion?
So moved.
Second.
Moved by Mr. Brzezinski, seconded by Mr. Hayes. Madam Treasurer, would you please call the roll?
Mr. Brzezinski?
Aye.
Mr. Hayes?
Aye.
Mr. Bagany?
Aye.
Mrs. Long?
Aye.
Mrs. Tornero?
Aye.